a lot of Thomas Sprinkle, and my focus is very much around Australia, where there's countless number of people who want to make their way home. But out of that section of people, there's also those which are quite high numbers as well that can't get home. They've been living in Australia over the last couple of years, forced to emigrate and found a new life for themselves. Some of them have lost their employment, and that has a direct effect in terms of their accommodation. And they've booked flights home, not just once, but twice. And unfortunately, greedy airlines have not repaid their, refunded them, and have left them stranded. So what I've been trying to do is to call on the Dublin government and Stormont is to actually charter flights and bring them home. I have no doubt whatsoever if these were super rich people, they would have acted immediately. But yet working class people are stranded in different parts of the world without the finances and actually are very concerned, and as are their families at home. Now, I've been in nearly daily contact with the ambassador in Australia, working with Thomas Pringle, obviously, and with Joe. And with others, and even speaking to Ian Paisley Jr. the other day, and trying to put a plan together and trying to work to see how we can bring people home. But unfortunately, this week alone, I've been talking to the Department of Foreign Affairs, and there's been nothing put in place to bring these people home. This is very, very concerning. And like it says, if these were wealthy people, these people would have been at home by now. But unfortunately, they're not. And it's time that the government, both in Stormont and in Dublin, put in place some kind of program and action to bring them home, because there are people stranded, like it says, in different parts of the world that need to be home.
But I'm sure the government is acutely aware of these many cases, and I'm also fairly confident that they would be providing as much consular assistance and other help as much as they can at this moment in time.
Well, look, I'd like to acknowledge the work that people are putting into this here, but and especially the staff and the ambassador in Australia. But the sad reality is there's still no charter flights going to Australia. There's still no money made available to bring these people home. Everybody that I've spoken to, and I'm speaking to people on a daily basis, right around the clock, to be very honest with you, and they're saying very clearly, look, bring us home. We're badly stuck here. We are more than happy to pay this once we get back home. But right now, some of our families are not in a position. It was only the other day that I spoke to a mother who was desperately worried about her 19-year-old son, who was in Australia, to start a new life for themselves. This whole virus kicked in and was left very isolated without actually knowing too many people in Australia, hadn't the money to bring them home after a number of flights had been booked, and then had to go and borrow money. We've heard cases where the Department of Foreign Affairs are saying to parents, listen, there's no money here for it, go and borrow money. Surely you can get money somewhere. That's not good enough. We're in a crisis. If they have money to bail out big companies, and if they have money to bail out some very wealthy people, they have money to bail out the working class people who are stuck up, across the four corners of this earth. It's an absolute disgrace and a shame on the government who haven't put anything into action to date.